gonna shine on everything.
East Point Radio on a Monday morning with me, Mark Lindsay. The programme, of course, being, as always, the Monday montage. And at 10:45 on a Monday, we like to have a chat with individuals and organisations across the East Anglian region. It's all part of our service called
Anglia
In Focus.
And today I'm hoping that on the line we're going to be able to talk to Claire Pitt, who's a benefits advisor at Age UK in Norfolk. Good morning to you, Claire.
Morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Yes, not so bad, you know. It's a little bit of a warm one, isn't it?
It is.
Now, tell us a little bit about Age UK in Norfolk. Now, I know you've been going for some 70 years, haven't you?
75th anniversary this year. So, yeah, very, very busy time for us. We have a number of services. I look after benefits side, but we also have an information and advice line that's open 10 till 4 Monday through Friday. We do telephone befriending, digital inclusion, lasting power of attorney, advocacy services and money matters. So very, very busy we are at the moment.
It certainly sounds it. Now, I know that we're all living in very difficult times with the cost of living as it is and everything else. And I'm sure you get a lot of people come to you to literally ask for advice on literally the problems they've got with the escalating costs that we're all having to suffer at the minute.
Very, very worrying time. I mean, we've seen a massive increase in the demand for benefit checks. And benefit checks is a free service that we offer. Appointments are sort of booking us about 6 weeks in advance now, so it's very, very busy. But what a benefit check does is establishes if someone's able to claim any benefits, and that's both claiming for the first time, as often people have seen sort of their savings decrease rapidly due to this, you know, the increases in cost of living, but also those who've claimed previously and they're unable to make ends meet. And, you know, it's very sad because for some it is truly the case of heating their home or eating. You know, they have to make those decisions.
I know we all keep hearing about this heating or eating, and of course as we progress through the year and hopefully you know, as we get towards the end of the year, we won't have too cold a time, put it that way.
Yeah, you certainly have to, you know, hope that. I mean, what we can do is, you know, we use our online benefit check calculator, and there we put in details of people's age, income, savings, housing costs, and that would just indicate whether they are actually entitled to any benefits, and we can then help signpost them how to claim them. You know, that you can actually use our national website for the calculator yourself. And what's really nice about it, you don't need to put in sort of, you know, your name and address and things like that. So it's kind of not even personalised to you. You can just put in your council tax banding, and that can indicate whether there's anything you're entitled to.
The one thing, as you were saying a few moments ago, if people are seeing that they could be running into difficulties later in the year, possibly in difficulties even now for that matter, they need to contact you sooner than later, don't they?
Absolutely. That's probably the biggest problem we're seeing now is, you know, pension credit is a benefit to help, you know, the lowest incomes in retirement. And the processing times on pension credit is excessive. You know, there's a case at the moment I'm trying to get them to the process, and it's been going on since February, you know, and that is such a long time. So really, you know, my advice is act now. Even if you don't think you're eligible, we'd be more than happy to help, just so you can know for sure whether you're entitled to claim anything. And if you are, you can get the ball rolling and get those applications in now.
Very, very important. Now, I know you mentioned that, you know, you have a good relationship with other Age UK charities, literally, and East Point Radio literally reaches out across Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex predominantly. But obviously we could well have listeners in other parts of the country. So wherever they are, let's put it that way, they need to look out their local Age UK premises, don't they?
That's right. And we can help with, you know, benefits advice as well. You know, because it's also, you know, a lot of people contact us because they're struggling, you know, need more help at home, you know, with their personal care. And it's not got to be that they actually need someone to wash and dress them. It could just be it's taking them longer to do it. And there are a number of, you know, non-means tested benefits, you know, such as attendance allowance when you're over state pension age, that's extra money each week. You know, the low rate's £61.85 a week, the high rate's £92.40. And that, you know, that extra money can make a massive difference, you know, to people to just get more help at home and get more support. And quite interestingly, whilst those benefits aren't means tested, they can actually unlock the doors to, you know, to means tested benefits, just because the thresholds go up when you're on certain qualifying benefits.
So the thing that people needs to do is they need to be aware of all the things which you've mentioned there. And they might think, oh, I bet I won't qualify for anything, but they need to talk to you to find that important information out, don't they?
Absolutely. What we always say is there's only one way to know for sure, and that's to go ahead and apply, you know, absolutely. And, you know, there was a government campaign earlier on this year to promote pension credit, because it's estimated that 1.7 billion of it is unclaimed by pensioners. And it's just because they're not aware that they're eligible to claim, or they don't know how to claim.
Now, information is everything.
Yes.
And talking of information, how can our listeners find out more about Age UK in Norfolk?
OK, so our telephone number is 0300 500 1217. That accesses our information and device line, and the lines are open 10 till 4, Monday through Friday. Alternatively, the national Age UK website is ageuk.org.uk, and if you wanted to specifically go onto our benefits calculator, you literally click benefits calculator, and it then comes up, put more money in your pocket and start the calculator. So that's ageuk.org.uk is the national charity, and we are ageuknorfolk.org.uk.
Now, you do have some charity shops as well, don't you?
We do. We have one in Dereham. And we also, some of the charity shops actually are Age UK National, but for Age UK Norfolk, it's the one in Dereham that it is ours, and it's run by us.
The one thing which I found, literally listening and watching the television as well, is the number of people who could well be in some form of employment who still need to find if they can benefit from a little bit of extra help to see them through this very difficult period. That to me seems frightening, that you can be in work and you still need to check out your benefits.
Absolutely, we get a lot of people in that situation as well. There's a lot of people that are classed as now mixed age couples, where one is over state pension age and one is under, and benefit rules changed a couple of years ago. So really for people in that situation, please get in touch and we can see if you can access any benefits.
Now, the other thing which I note from the information I have in front of me here, that you have a telephone befriending service. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. So very much it's a case of we would match sort of a volunteer with someone who's looking to have telephone befriending, and it's a call each week, and it's kind of to combat loneliness, really. So it's just a lot of people, it's like a lifeline. They've got someone to actually contact them every week. They know they're going to have the call, and they really look forward to it and build wonderful friendships.
Certainly very, very important to literally be able to talk to somebody in these difficult times.
Absolutely.
where information is everything.
Absolutely. I mean, something else I should mention as well is we are actually working in partnership with Norfolk County Council, and there's a scheme called the Norfolk Assistance Scheme, and it's where funds have been specifically sort of put aside to help people at the moment who are struggling financially, particularly pensioners. Now, the assistance can be to pay for fuel or energy bills or white goods in the home, such as washing machines, fridges, car repairs, really those one-off expenses that haven't been accounted for and just can't be met out of normal expenditure. And so our role is just to help and support to distribute the money, you know, for those who need the support at this extra time. So, you know, if anyone's listening and feel that applies to them, please do get in touch and we can make a referral through.
I must admit that I've learnt a lot this morning, Claire.
Good.
A lot about Age UK Norfolk and just how much help that can be on offer. But the main thing is, once again, we'll reiterate this point, that people need to contact you sooner than later.
Absolutely, absolutely. We can't stress that enough, really. And it's, you know, if you think, you know, you might be eligible, you know, even have savings at the moment, but those savings are dwindling very quickly, which is what we're seeing an awful lot of. You know, we can actually say, look, you know, if your savings were, you know, sort of like £1,000 or £2,000 less than they are now, you would be eligible to benefits. And then people can sort of look and know that that help is available, but know it's not available now, if that makes sense.
I know exactly what you mean. Let's give out that all-important contact information for people wanting to find out more about Age UK in Norfolk.
Yeah, so our telephone number is 0300 500 1217 and our lines are open Monday to Friday, 10 till 4.
That's brilliant. Claire, can I thank you for talking to us live on the air on East Point Radio this morning?
Pleasure.
Thank you very much. And I've certainly learned a lot more than what I'd got in front of me here as regards to information. So many thanks for putting us in the picture. And the main thing is for people to talk to you sooner than later,
yes,
particularly if they are finding that they are heading into a little bit of a grey area as regards to their finances.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Claire, thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
There, we've been talking to Claire Pitt, who's a benefits advisor at Age UK in Norfolk. So don't just sit back and think, oh, well, I'll get round to talking to them. Do it now. That's the important thing. You heard it here on East Point Radio as part of our series, Anglia in Focus.